Hello, my name is Marlene, host of Vegan Nation. You're tuned in to WCUW 91.3 FM, Worcester Community Radio, serving Central Massachusetts and worldwide at WCUW.org.
Vegan Nation is sponsored in part by St. Croix Beach Massage, advocating social justice for all living creatures. Massage on the beach, at your rental villa, or at the historic Club Comanche Hotel St. Croix, because your tropical vacation should be filled with relaxation. Online at massagestcroix.com.
Welcome to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. Vegan Nation is an informational program about living the vegan lifestyle, featuring interviews with individuals and organizations who are practicing a healthy vegan lifestyle. In this program, we're featuring the International March to Close All Slaughterhouses, 2017. Happening in over 30 cities worldwide, many of which had their march this past weekend, June 10th and 11th. We'll start out with the Los Angeles March, where Los Angeles-based singer-songwriter and vegan activist Joy Grayson and Sean Hill blessed the ceremony with their song.
Imagine there's no species. So thank you for being here to do this march today. It is not easy what we look at, but the only way that we can free ourselves from the lies is to look at them and expose them. So thank you for your courage, and thank you for staying open-hearted in a world that wants to break your heart.
International March to Close All Slaughterhouses, 2017. Toronto, Vancouver, Ottawa, Canada. London and Manchester, England. Paris and Toulouse, France. Brussels, Belgium. Tokyo and Kyoto, Japan. Helsinki, Finland. Dublin, Ireland. Lisbon, Portugal. Zurich, Switzerland. Melbourne, Sydney, Adelaide, Canberra and Brisbane, Australia, Hobart, Tasmania, Buenos Aires, Argentina, Los Angeles and San Francisco, USA, and Berlin, Munich, Mannheim, Dortmund, Hanover, Braunschweig, Bielefeld and Kassel, Germany.
No matter where the taste is, no matter what place on earth we live, that we can keep pushing through, that everything possible is possible within you. And if you don't remember that your imagination is infinite, well, I'm here for you. I've got a post-it note on your mind every time you forget. Because your imagination is something beautifully infinite. And I know you could imagine. Because I've imagined it too. And we're just reflections of each other living on day in, day out, day out. Remember, you are love. You are love. We are love. We breathe love. We eat love. We choose love. We are love. Let's keep being love. Let's keep being love.
What we're doing right now, we're lighting up so much darkness that many people just don't see. And I appreciate Ellen big time for that. So much. Have a beautiful day, y'all. Let's rock it out.
Thank you, Sean. I love you. You're amazing. Well, we're very blessed here in Los Angeles to have Mr. Philip Olin with us this year. I'm sure everyone here has heard his speeches, has seen his YouTube videos, and has seen his TED Talk.
Love you guys. Love you guys.
Thank you guys. Let's go march!
Can everybody hear me? Thank you. When King Lear, late at night on the cliffs, asks the blind Earl of Gloucester, "How do you see the world?" And the blind man Gloucester replies, "I see it feelingly." Gloucester. to us to being an animal rights activist. Rudyard Kipling, writing of young men who died in World War I, and if they ask you why we died, tell them that our fathers lied. That legacy of lies continues today. Everything we think we know about the meat industry is a preposterous lie.
Insémination, gavage, broyage, 3 millions de morts par jour dans les abattoirs, 3 millions de morts par jour dans les abattoirs, élevage, insémination, gazage, broyage, 3 millions de morts par jour dans les abattoirs, 3 millions de morts par jour dans les abattoirs, élevage, insémination, gazage, broyage, 3 millions de morts par jour dans les abattoirs, 3 millions de morts par jour dans les abattoirs, élevage, insémination, gazage, broyage, 3 millions de morts par jour dans les abattoirs, 3 millions de morts par jour dans les abattoirs, élevage, insémination, gazage, broyage, stop au cauchemar, fermons les abattoirs, stop au cauchemar. Fermons les abattoirs, stop au cauchemar.
Rien qu'en France par seconde, 5000 par seconde, 1000 milliards par an dans le monde. Il y en a assez. Assez de se sang versé parce qu'on peut vivre sans tuer. On est tous ici, vegan, sans aucune carence, en pleine forme. Et on en a assez. Assez de se sang versé. On en a assez. Assez de ces vies sacrifiées. Il y en a assez. Assez de se sang versé. Il y en a assez. Assez de ces vies sacrifiées. Il y en a assez. Assez de se sang versé. Il y en a assez. Assez de vies sacrifiées. Il y en a assez. Assez de se sang versé. Assez de vies sacrifiées. Il y en a assez. Assez de sang versé. Assez de sacrifier, il y en a assez de sang versé.
History, only 100 billion people ever lived. 7 billion people are alive today. And yet we humans torture and kill
2 billion sentient, living, loving animals every week. 2 billion every week. We stab and suffocate 1 billion ocean animals every 8 hours. 1 billion every 8 hours. If human beings were killed at the same rate, we would be wiped out in 42 hours.
Even a few people could change the world. So many people have changed the world. We're not a few people. There are loads of people right here today who are fighting for what is right. And that is what we are here to do. Humans are meant to help animals, not destroy the world that we all live in. Because we share this world. Children like me deserve to live and grow up in a world that's beautiful and pure and clean, where everyone is happy, where everyone is equal. And right now that's not happening because so many people are ruining that chance. And I'm here and everyone else is here to fight for that chance because that's what we all deserve. Thank you.
From the use and objectification of living beings, whether they are of human species or non-human. This is because accepted violence and slavery on one being will always embed the idea of dominance and control and will always take away the rights of all beings. It really is a circle and cycle of perpetuated fear and violence on all species, and this must end.
Hello everybody, our world partners around the world. This is the march to close down all slaughterhouses in Toronto. We're right now on the third part of our leg through Toronto streets, bringing the message of animal liberation to Toronto. Let's take a look.
The cows and the turkeys and the fish. For the lambs and the cows and the turkeys and the fish. For the lambs and the cows and the turkeys and the fish.
International March to Close All Slaughterhouses, Ireland, Australia, USA, Portugal, Canada, Switzerland, England, France, Belgium, Japan, Finland, Germany, Argentina, Croatia, Tasmania. You're listening to Community Radio, Worcester, Massachusetts. My name is Marlene, host of Vegan Nation.
Stop! all oppression. Stop all oppression. Stop all oppression. Stop all oppression. Stop all oppression.
You tuned in to WCUW 91.3 FM, WCUW.org. This is Vegan Nation, featuring the International March to Close All Slaughterhouses.
Ottawa, Kassel, Braunschweig, le 8 juillet à Munich, le 5 août à Mannheim. Et aujourd'hui, elle a lieu à Londres, à Vancouver, à Manchester, à Helsinki, à Dortmund, à Berlin, à Tokyo, à Toronto, à Los Angeles. Et à Paris!
We are reporting live from Leicester Square, where it is all going off. Today, we did a march throughout London because we want to close all slaughterhouses.
So eingesperrt, ich leide, so misshandelt zu werden.
Wir fordern ein Bildungssystem, das unsere Kinder lehrt, lieber als Mitbürgerinnen und zu achten und die Lebenswelten dieser Tiere respektvoll durch Beobachtung zu verstehen, statt darzustellen, als gehörten sie in Stelle.
Judge White, in the bonfires of the vanity, his closing words were, "The law is humanity's attempt at decency." So let's all join together in a war that decency cannot afford to lose. Because in the end, only three things matter: how deeply you loved, how gently you lived, and how gracefully you let go of things that were not meant for you.
Yes.
Meat was not meant for you. Let's get rid of this barbaric relic, the sick, smug, and cruel past. It has no place in civilized society. Let's shut down these vile, ghastly, squalid gulags of despair. Let's do it now. Thank you.
So eng eingesperrt, ich leide, so misshandelt zu werden.
Wir fordern ein Bildungssystem, das unsere Kinder lehrt, immer als Mitlebewesen auf diesem Planeten zu begreifen und zu achten.
You're listening to Vegan Nation, featuring the International March to Close All Slaughterhouses. We just heard Australian philanthropist Philip Wolin, who was the main speaker at the Los Angeles March. Now we'll conclude our special with an interview with Lloyd Jenkins, a volunteer with the Brisbane, Australia March to Close All Slaughterhouses. You're listening to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. WCUW 91.3 FM, Worcester Community Radio, serving Central Massachusetts and the globe at WCUW.org.
Hi, Lloyd.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how you doing?
Doing all right.
Lloyd, I'm really happy you're joining us on Vegan Nation. And it's exciting that you'll be sharing some of the news about the Brisbane, Australia March, and also that you are an early childhood educator, because it's really important that the benevolent, compassionate, peaceful, egalitarian, sustainable vegan message gets started right away in education, and also, too, that you have awareness of intersectionality. So thanks very much. I'm anxious to hear your thoughts and feelings.
Because this is a very intersectional radio channel, and a lot of the talk about the march will have to do with intersectionality as well, I need to make an acknowledgement, if that's okay.
Beautiful.
Awesome. Okay. So I'm here in Brisbane at the moment, which is Turrbal land, and to acknowledge that they were the traditional custodians, I invite everyone to recognize that their sovereignty never ceded as a start.
I think it's very important, the intersectionality. And this is new to many people. Can you explain intersectionality?
Intersectionality, it was originally a racially and sexuality-based theory by Kimberley Crenshaw that has to do with the similarities of oppression. That's the basis of it. It's that if I have harmed a non-human animal, for example, because they're a cow, that's it, they're another species, it's in the same way that I have, for example, I can say this because I'm gay, so I won't put anyone else under the bus. It's in the same way as saying that I'm okay with harming someone of an oppressed sexuality. There might be different struggles there, but the basis is the same. Someone else has decided that person's value, person being human or non-human.
Thank you, Lloyd.
So what are the things we have to do in childhood education is we have to show children how to hold accountability for their actions. Well, it directly ties in to social justice positions like veganism, where you're holding people accountable for their actions. You're telling them that they're paying for someone to kill somebody else. There's a hitman there. They're contributing directly to a market where they don't have to see and hear the evil happening. They just get to eat the consequence of it. So the most important thing in childhood education and in any social justice point of view is to hold people accountable for their own actions.
Thank you, Lloyd. Thank you very much. And I'd love to hear also about the Brisbane March.
It had to do with letting people know around us that they're contributing to something that's not necessary and that's really evil, not only by a vegan's definition or any other intersectionalist definition, it would be evil under their own definitions. The purpose of the march itself is to let the community know, wherever the march is, let that community know that there are people here who are against speciesism, and not only do we not want any part of it, we don't want them to be in any part of it. And it's so important for any social justice movement to have allies. And I'd say that all of us in veganism, in this social justice movement, we're their base allies. That's all we can be. We're human.
Wonderful. So happy that you and the others volunteered for this noble cause.
I'd like to say that it is one of the most important movements to be a part of, especially because of the sheer scale of it. There are definitely sexually, racially based reasons to go vegan and to fight for non-human animals.
I really honor all those who are participating in the International March to Close All Slaughterhouses because it's getting at the root.
That's very true. And as a matter of fact, in Australia, what we've had with banning live export in Australia, the reason why people have had such a debate here about live export is because they feel disgusted at the brutality of the way different non-human animals are treated as they're shipped off alive from ports here in Australia to places in Jakarta or in Cairo. And funnily enough, most of them are predominantly Muslim nations. So they never really want to think of the slaughterhouse that's in Ipswich or that's in Mudgee. They always want to think of that foreigner over there committing animal cruelty. It could never happen on my soil. So that's one of the things that we need to turn around as well. And it's one of the things that the International Marches to Close Slaughterhouses does. It shines a light on the fact that it's not foreigners doing it. We are doing it too. And we're funding it and we're directly involved as long as we're paying other people to do it. The onus is on us.
And we're coming to a close in the interview. Are there any additional messages that you'd like to leave with our listeners?
I guess the only message really to leave is for anyone who's listening to this radio program who is not yet vegan, please reach out. We'll try and help you. Lots of us will.
And Lloyd, what contact information can you leave for anyone who'd like to be in touch with you?
Anyone who wants to be in touch with me can contact me at lloydgar@live.com.au. That's LOYDGAR@live.com.au.
Yeah, good. Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you very, very much, Lloyd. You're really fabulous.
Thank you very much, Marlene. Well, it was a pleasure talking to you, Marlene, and I love what you're doing with the radio station as well.
Thank you. We're listening to Lloyd Jenkins, a vegan activist in Brisbane, Australia. This is Marlene Arrow, host of Vegan Nation. And this concludes our special on the International March to Close All Slaughterhouses, happening in over 30 cities around the world. Please check out the website of stopabattoirs.org. I'd like to give a shout out to all the organizers and marchers, and also for the video clips included in the program. Thank you to Christina Leopoldi in Germany, L214, Etique et Animaux in France, and also Vegan Global News for the theme music that started and closed the show. I hope I included everyone. If I missed you, I apologize for that, and I thank you for your noble, powerful work. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Join us again next week at the same time to hear more news on living a vegan lifestyle. You can listen to this program again at wcuw.org/vegannation. Theme music provided by Joseph Peck. This is Marlene Arrow wishing you a good day.
Vegan Nation is sponsored in part by St. Croix Beach Massage, advocating social justice for all living creatures. Massage on the beach, at your rental villa, or at the historic Club Comanche Hotel St. Croix, because your tropical vacation should be filled with relaxation. Online at massagestcroix.com.
Thanks again for tuning in to Vegan Nation.